Windfall profits. That's what it is. Windfall profits. Remarkable amounts of money were made during COVID. Some of it honestly, some of it not. I mean, do you think Big Pharma deserved the billions of dollars they got for a quote-unquote vaccine that did nothing to stop the spread or keep you from getting sick or any of the other things they promised? And they enriched themselves to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. They're still pushing that garbage. Bill Gates and all his buddies still pushing that garbage. I'm sorry, pass. No, thank you. I'm good. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice releasing a breathtaking report detailing rampant COVID fraud during the pandemic. Releasing a stunning report yesterday on the scale of the fraud from COVID-19. The Council of the Inspectors General, while making a renewed bid for more congressional funding for the DOJ, we want more money over here, but these people are dirty, highlighted numerous jaw-dropping examples. According to the previous federal estimate from June of 23, more than $200 billion, $200 billion with a B, in fraud was committed due to COVID aid payments and related government programs. And only $1.4 billion has been clawed back despite congressional funding to investigate and litigate these crimes. Many of them committed by foreign citizens. Yeah. 3,500 defendants were charged with federal crimes. More than 400 civil settlements and judgments have been secured. But come on. $200 billion in fraud. All right, so here, I'll give you some examples. The Department of Justice listed the examples, and I'm just going to share those with you so you know who's committing fraud and who's getting away with it. A Texas-based commercial roofing contractor and its nationwide network of roofing and disposal companies agreed to pay $9 million to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act by falsely certifying that 8 of their affiliates were eligible to receive loans through the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. A Georgia urgent care chain agreed to pay $1.6 million to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act by submitting improperly encoded evaluation and management claims to Medicare for COVID-19 testing and treatment. A California-based tech services company agreed to resolve allegations that it knowingly violated the False Claims Act when it applied for, received, and retained two Paycheck Protection Program loans totaling $400,000. PPP, one of the most violated of all of them. Its revenue decreased in excess of 25% from 2019 to 2020, a program requirement when its revenue actually increased. A Florida-based automotive management company agreed to pay more than $9 million to resolve allegations that it knowingly violated the FCA by providing false information relating to its corporate affiliations and size in support of a PPP loan forgiveness application. You see, they all lied. Here's $400,000. Here's $1.6 million. Here's $9 million. None of which is a drop in the bucket of the $200 billion of fraud the DOJ says was out there. $200 billion in fraud. A New Jersey public relations firm paid $2.24 million. It was ineligible for the PPP loans. A Georgia-based clinical laboratory agreed to pay more than $13 million to resolve allegations it sought to profit from COVID-19 pandemic by paying independent contractor sales representatives and so on and so forth. Fraud ran rampant. And yet they want to do more of this, does the government. In fact, they want another pandemic altogether associated with birds. Now, maybe the avian flu is going to be a problem. Maybe it's not. But they want disease X, don't they? You tell me. Let's listen to this.
Us, the first pandemic, are now hard at work preparing for the second.
There are things that are unknown that may happen. And anything happening is a matter of when, not if. And that was when. So Disease X is a placeholder for unknown disease. You may even call COVID as the first Disease X. And it may happen again.
Oh, it may happen again. Disease X. It's disease, dude. Disease X. Avian flu. Now they're trying to say, oh, it's going to be in the cows. I mean, and so what? Have we never faced a disease on this planet before? No, we face it every single day. The difference is they want to panic. They want to politicize every illness, every disease, every influenza type illness. They want to make sure, scare the people. Oh, it's going to be a pandemic. North Carolina dairy cows have been detected with avian flu. And so what? Did you know, and if you've forgotten, I'll remind you that in Michigan, something like half of the white-tailed deer that were tested during COVID tested positive for COVID. Did we need to exterminate the white-tailed deer to stop COVID from spreading? Apparently not. But we want to target beef cattle and milk cows if they have avian flu. Do you see that there's kind of a disconnect in logic and common sense there? Do you see there might be a problem with what they're trying to push on us? Do you see that they might just be full of it? Are you seeing that? Because everybody else is, right? Everybody else is. Yeah. Cows have avian flu. We're going to have to get on top of that. Right, okay. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water. Wolverine is Michigan's premier water treatment company. It's been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the very best water of your life. Support the home team and our good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Ivy and I got the reverse osmosis system. What a great thing that is. I mean, just a terrific thing to have in your house. You have drinking water all the time. Whether it's for your coffee, filling up your water bottles, whatever it is, you're not going to be that guy at the grocery store panicking with a cart full of water that weighs 10,000 pounds, struggling to push it down the aisle. I know you saw that guy because, you are that guy. Well, stop it. Call Wolverine Water. Go to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Talk to my good friend Paul and get it taken care of there in Michigan. All right? There you go. Coming up in the next hour, Dalton Erble will be here, Leading Age Michigan, Work That Matters. Marianne Burkle will be here, former nurse, Congresswoman. Joe Biden moves to slash Medicare Advantage. Why is that? We'll talk about that. And right after the break, we'll check in on sports. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.